Okay. Well, it's good that it feels different this time, I think. But I always suggest you go for a one-off session when treating smokers. And I like to feel, or I like to imply that it's an emergency that they quit or that they escape the smoking. And I think in terms of, if you're going to rescue someone from a prison cell in which their captor plans to kill them at any moment, and I know this sounds melodramatic, then you don't want to leave them in there too long. You don't want to keep visiting them, but not getting them out of there. Because the next time you turn up, they might have been executed. We don't know which cigarette it's going to be. And this is something I say to smokers as well, that we don't know. In the war, Second World War, maybe the First World War, they spoke about, every bullet has your name on it. And you don't know which bullet is the one that's fated to kill you. And you never smoke just one cigarette. We want to get people away from the idea that it's just one and one won't hurt, because it's not one. If someone's been smoking 20 a day for 25 years, then that's tens of thousands of cigarettes. So when they every time they smoke, they're smoking one on top of a massive pile of cigarettes. When they smoke now, it's not the same as them smoking in the schoolyard, when they're 14 for the first time. They're adding to all that huge potential deadly damage. And I might get them to hypnotically imagine that pyre or pile of cigarettes and what it was, the used cigarettes that ever allowed into themselves past the prison guards of their, mind and body, allowed to get into the kingdom that's them. And, what that pyre would look like and smell like. And the fact that every time you add one to it, it's becoming more unstable. And these pyres of cigarettes, these tens of thousands of cigarettes, bury people. So you don't know which one it's going to be. It could be one that you don't notice. You smoke down hurriedly, you don't even enjoy. Could be one that you savor with a cup of coffee, but you don't know which one it's going to be. And, what would your heart say to you about that cigarette? Your heart, has a billion beats to do in a lifetime, and it's just trying to fulfill its remit. It wants to beat as many times as possible for you. It's a very loyal entity, and it doesn't want to be sabotaged. It doesn't want to be betrayed by your fingers, by opening a cigarette box. So that's the way I talk to somebody about that. So we really want to get them out there as quickly as possible, because we don't know what the tipping point is going to be. And it could, there is a tipping point. 90% of lung cancers are caused by smoking. One in two people who long-term smoke 20 a day are killed by the habit, and many more are injured by it. So it's not a small thing that you're doing for someone. You could be saving the life, or adding 15 years to it. So, which is the same thing. So yes, I kind of see it as an emergency. I'm not rabidly as anti-smoking as I sound. If someone is happy with the fact that they enjoy the habit enough that they're happy to hand over 20 years of their life to a tobacco company, that's their choice. Absolutely. But if they're not happy to do that, then they might want to rethink the deal. And the deal is, as I, it gets maybe 20 years of your life. It gets your youth. It gets the maybe your eyesight, your sexual function, your lung function, your skin, your collagen elasticity. It gets a lot, in this deal, and you pay for it as well. So it's it gets a free ride. It gets to live in your body rent free, and you get something that you quite enjoy, or that gives you something to do with your hands. Now, if that's enough, if that's a good deal for you, do it. But if it's not a good deal, then maybe you need to escape that prison. So that's the way I'd carry on, which may sound insane to you, but you'd be surprised how often that kind of works. So it needs to be urgent in your mind, I think, that this person is in a dangerous situation.